eating oysters is a mystery to me. Are you really supposed to just swallow the thing whole? I mean, what's the point of that? But out here in New England, the mollusk is more or less a regular on seafood menus. So I asked Matt Lewis, chef owner of the Franklin Oyster House in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, to school me on the dish. We met at his restaurant where he took me through that day's selection that was laid out on a bed of ice.
Our selection every day runs the range of really local New Hampshire oysters, Maine, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and also West Coast, California, Washington, as well as British Columbia, Nova Scotia.
Does geography matter with taste? Like, here's an oyster from Alabama, but here's one from Connecticut. So how do they taste different?
The local ones, the New Hampshire ones, are very briny, really bright and mineral. The ones from the West Coast tend to be sweeter, notes of like cantaloupe or honeydew melon, a little bit creamier. You also do get differences even on the same coast. They just tend to be a little more subtle, but they are definitely there.
Well, there is a rule, as you know, in your business where you can start eating oysters when there is an R in the month. Here we are in September. Is that rule still relevant anymore?
It's really not. It's kind of one of those fun folklore things that it doesn't need to be practiced. A lot of it is modern refrigeration and shipping. There's definitely times where certain oysters aren't running as well, and a lot of times that has to do with spawning. But if the West Coast oysters are spawning, usually a lot of the ones from the East Coast are going really good.
I think that the R in the month issue comes down to sort of freshness. Is this thing fresh? How do people know?
If the oyster's open, then it's immediately bad. Like, you know right away. Like, if that thing's closed, you're good to go. But once you shuck it, you see that liquor. I mean, that's just gorgeous, beautiful sheen. And then the ultimate test is the smell. And that is so clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, barely there, barely just subtle. A little bit of salty ocean, but just delicious.
So if this were on my plate and I didn't see it get shucked, I would know because it's rolling around in the liquid a little bit. It's got a nice, fresh smell that's almost not even there.
Right, and it looks appetizing. And honestly, that smell is the dead giveaway. If somebody was trying to be a little shady and pass some old oysters, they get put in front of you as the guest, you're going to know right away.
All right, so for the sake of freshness, the oyster needs to be shucked just before serving. And that's where this lesson takes us next. Matt Lewis has prepared tens of thousands of oysters over the course of his career, and he's got a favorite knife, a small little thing with lots of power to crack open the shell.
Every single oyster has this back hinge. And in this back hinge, there's this very, very small spot. I like to call it the sweet spot. Sometimes you can't even see it. I always tell everyone when I'm teaching a shuck, if you're forcing it, you're doing something wrong.
So
stop immediately.
It's almost like putting a key into a keyhole.
Exactly.
And as soon as you get it in that in the right way, it's going to pop
spot,
right off.
Once you're in there, then all it is a little turn of the knife. You always just got to find that one spot, which is right there. So you see.
It's like opening a Christmas present.
It's gorgeous, right? It really is, because we get excited as we're up here opening, and we're always looking at, like, whoa, look at this one. That's gorgeous, you know. There's one muscle right here inside the oyster that connects it to the top shell. So I never put the knife in all the way. I only have just the tip in, and I pop it just a little bit, and then right where that muscle is, I keep it touching the top shell, and I just run it right down the top of it to loosen that top muscle off. And then I always check it to make sure there isn't a little bit of shell particle, just to make sure, because that's not pleasurable to eat. And then where that muscle is, just gently underneath it, release it from the bottom shell.
Because it's attached to the shell.
Yep. That way when you pick it up, it's loose. And then you see you have a nice, beautiful, clean shucked oyster. You want to keep it just gorgeous and beautiful and pristine like that.
The oysters have been shucked, so there's only one thing left to do. It's time to eat. Matt Lewis and I move to the dining room, and the waiter arrives with the goods.
So, enjoy.
Okay, so strategy here. What's this one?
So, your card here, if you go down, these start from the lemon and go around, so that's the second one down. So that's a Fox Point from New Hampshire here.
All right, here we go. Wait, do I need the fork? No. What do you use this for, the fork, the little fork?
You know, it's common to serve with it, but ideally you don't need it because it is released. Some people like to kind of gently poke it in a little bit as they go, but... That way you're safe.
Down the hatch. Mm, that's good. I like that. That's very tart. Very good. Okay. Fox Point Delicious. So, for people who are listening, who have sat down at a table with their friends when a plate of oysters comes out, it can be intimidating looking at this array right here. What do you do to sort of loosen people up to the idea of eating an oyster?
You know, I think you just have fun with it and you just keep it casual and like you do, you know, just pick it up and slurp it and it might get a little messy and like, but then it's fun. It's an icebreaker. It's a conversation piece. Like, hey, you know, just go for it. You know, just pick it up and have a good time. Like, don't overthink it. You know, it's not that scary. Just be okay.
Don't overthink it. That's probably good advice for me. All right. Okay. Matt Lewis, owner of the Franklin Oyster House in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a pleasure having some oysters with you.